bathroom in school?
Yeah, or any public building. Any special place for a bathroom?
Well, restroom is the only I can think of.
Okay. And you had a row of houses that was joined by a common wall. What would you call houses like that? Where they have like this house will be built here, and then this house will be built onto it, you know, so they have the same wall. It's two houses, but...
Duplex.
Okay. And an apartment building that's owned by all the people who live in it.
Hmm.
Did you ever hear of a condo or co-op or condominium or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do.
What do you call an apartment that takes up the whole level of a building? Some people, like especially kind of wealthy people, have an apartment usually on the top floor.
Oh, that's a penthouse.
And the kind of house that it's got a long entry hall and it opens into a large room so that the whole house has kind of an L shape. Did you ever hear a name for a house like that?
Well, it would be, if it's L-shaped, being that's all you could call it, an L-shaped house.
Uh-huh. And a house that's got two separate rooms here, but there's the hallway that joins them is real wide and it's open at both ends.
Breezeway.
Okay. Any special name for that kind of a house?
No.
And a house that just got one room right after the other, just in a line.
Well, that would be a shotgun house, I guess what they would call it. I don't know what else you would call that. You know, that's what the old timers used to call them.
What different kinds of stoves or furnaces did people used to have?
Well, they had a wood stove, and a safe, and a couch, bed, chairs, and ever since I can remember we had ice boxes.
Uh-huh. What different ways of heating a house are there? What different kinds of heating?
Well, you can heat them by fireplace, you can heat them by central air and heat with gas, or you can heat them with a gas stove. Could heat them with a wood stove, wood heater.
Mm-hmm.
Coal, if you had some coal, or you could use hard coal, some kind.
Use what?
Hard coal, or you can use charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
Charcoal wouldn't be used for heating too much because it'd run into too much trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Try to keep that charcoal going.
In summer, sometimes instead of wearing long pants, what do people wear?
Walking shorts or shorts.
What length are walking shorts?
Well, I don't know the difference between shorts and walking shorts, but I think that walking shorts is almost knee length and the other shorts is a lot shorter than that. I don't know just how you would say that.
What do they call the ones that would come below the knees?
I don't know. I didn't know what they were. It slipped my mind. I don't know what they call them.
And the ones that they have nowadays that are real?
Well, I'd call them vulgar.
Okay. For the long ones, did you ever hear of clam diggers or metal pushers?
Pedal pushers be the ones that they wear below the knee. That's what I was trying to think of.
Uh-huh.
That's one that come right below the knee. Well, we better quit pretty soon because it's going to go to raining.